You're listening to Caring Connections with Nicole Bruno, supported by HomeWatch Caregivers, whose mission is to preserve dignity, protect independence, and provide peace of mind for their clients and their loved ones by providing exceptional home care.
News Talk 1360 WCHL is pleased to present Caring Connections with your host, Nicole Bruno. Nicole has over 15 years of experience as a geriatric social worker and administrator, working in the long-term care industry to include skilled nursing care, Alzheimer's care, adult daycare, and home care. She also worked as a family caregiver. In addition, Nicole co-founded a nonprofit in the Triangle that specializes in support for caregivers. And now, Caring Connections.
Thank you for joining us today for this episode of Caring Connections on 1360 WCHL. Today, we will be discussing a nursing home checklist. Leslie Daly is an elder care advisor with A Place for Mom. For the past 4 years, she has helped thousands of families find solutions for the needs of aging loved ones. Welcome, Leslie.
Thank you, Nicole. Thank you so much for having me.
Thousands of people. That's a lot.
It is a lot. It is a lot of people. And they come from all walks of life with all sorts of problems and challenges. And I feel really blessed to be able to help them.
So tell me a little bit about A Place for Mom.
Well, A Place for Mom is the nation's largest elder care referral source.
Okay.
We do provide a free service to families to help them find care and housing for their senior loved ones.
Okay. Well, that's it in a nutshell. That's great. Okay. You did bring some wonderful ideas about things that people may not know about nursing homes that they probably should. Some of those things are, you know, people oftentimes do not have a sense of what it costs to live at a nursing home, which I know it can vary greatly. Am I correct?
It can vary quite a bit. In this area of the country, it usually ranges between about $6,000 and $8,000 per month.
Okay. And where I came from in upstate New York, it was closer to $15,000 a month.
Wow.
It was a lot. Yeah. Another thing is facilities do not take your loved ones home. I know that that is a common misconception.
It is. Absolutely. I get families from time to time. They're like, okay, well, how do I take care of mom and pay for all of this? Can they just take her home? And the short answer is no, they're not in the real estate business. So it is a process to figure out how to tap into the resources that your loved one may have to use them to benefit them in their care.
Great. So what exactly is a nursing home?
Well, a nursing home, people sometimes come to me and they say, oh, gee, my mom needs a nursing home. And I talk to them after a while and I say, well, no, they really don't. They don't understand the definition of nursing home. Nursing home is a long-term care situation for folks who have skilled needs. That is, that they need the attention of a doctor or a nurse on a regular basis. And some of the things that would lead us to believe somebody needs skilled care is perhaps if they have tubes coming in and out of their body, if they have wounds that won't heal, if they need a couple of people to move them around, if they're bedridden. Mm-hmm. Those are the sort of things that would clue you into the fact that somebody may need skilled care versus an individual who may just need help with their tasks of daily living.
Such as
taking medication, bathing, dressing, toileting issues, and that can usually be managed in assisted living or with home care.
Okay, so there's a big difference there, and I think a lot has changed in the last 15, 20 years about.
Absolutely,
yeah.
Absolutely. Yes, you know, years ago it was either you got somebody to help you out at home, whether it was somebody you hired or whether it was a family member, or you went to the, quote, rest home.
Mm-hmm.
And occasionally I still get people who use that term, rest home.
Or convalescent home.
Yeah, so we have to get clarification in terms of what are the needs of the individual to help direct them to the appropriate resources.
I actually started my career working in a nursing home, and the population has greatly changed. What I've, you know, the folks I used to see in the nursing home, you see often the similar type folks in assisted living now, and it really has changed. I think assisted livings have come a long way with what they can provide.
Absolutely. They really can provide quite a great deal. And, you know, the idea is to try to keep these seniors as active as possible for as long as possible. You know, just respect and dignity, you know, bringing them throughout their life.
So when does Medicare pay for this type of care, or does it pay for it?
That's a good question.
Or is that a loaded question?
That's a very good question. Many times folks come to me and they say, well, my mom has Medicare. That'll take care of it, won't it? Well, the truth is that Medicare is like insurance. It is insurance for seniors, and it will cover hospital stays, doctor visits, medicine, if you have that rider. And it can cover up to 100 days in a long-term care facility if the doctor has ordered it. So it is not a long-term care solution. It is a short-term care solution in special circumstances when the individual has had a qualifying stay in the hospital for 3 days or longer, and then the doctor orders that type of care.
And isn't it more than just the doctor ordering? Is my understanding correct that you have to be making gains or improvements to remain?
Yes, and that's why I said up to 100 days. That at any point, if a person has topped out in terms of their progress, the doctor can release them.
Then who pays for it?
That's a great question, too. Well, you know, one of a couple things that would probably happen then, they would either downgrade their care and either release them to the home or release them to assisted living, or if they needed to stay in the long-term care facilities, such as the skilled nursing home, they would either fund it privately.
Okay.
If they did not have the funding to fund it privately, then they would need to apply for Medicaid.
Okay. So that comes with a big price tag then.
It does. It does. It's a process. And, you know, I don't think terribly unusual for people in skilled care facilities to need to at some point go on Medicaid because it is expensive. Remember, it's $6,000 to $8,000
a month
in this area.
Wow. How about long-term care insurance? Is that an option?
Well, long-term care insurance is a great option, but it needs to be purchased long before you have health issues.
Okay.
Many people that are older did not have long-term health care insurance. It's something relatively new.
Mm-hmm.
And what I find sometimes with some of the older policies, they're limited in terms of what they cover. So is long-term care insurance good to have? I think absolutely in many cases. Please understand the terms of your long-term care policy.
But it could cover your nursing home stay if needed.
It could.
Depending on your policy.
It depends. And there are as many policies out there as there are cars on the road, quite honestly. You know, some of them cover for, you know, a period of time. Some cover for a dollar amount.
Mm-hmm.
Some cover for life. You know, they vary quite a bit. And some will cover home care and skilled care and nothing in between.
So I know that long-term care communities, unfortunately, sometimes have a negative connotation. I think things have greatly changed, and some of them can be just absolutely amazing and very beneficial for a loved one. I know that they are rated. Who exactly rates these communities?
Yeah, the long-term care facilities are rated by the state.
Okay.
That if you go to the Department of Health and Human Services, they actually have a 4-star rating program that they do in the state of North Carolina that is the highest rating that you can get.
Okay.
And it's based on having a score of 100 or more for 2 years running.
Okay.
So yes, if you go to the Department of Health and Human Services website, you can pull up these ratings by facility name or by county.
Okay.
And they do rate these facilities once a year.
Okay.
And they do have people going in quarterly to inspect them and report back.
Okay. Well, we are going to take a short break. I am here today with Leslie Daly, Elder Care Advisor from A Place for Mom, talking about a nursing home checklist, and we'll be right back.
Caring Connections with Nicole Bruno on News Talk 1360 WCHL is supported by Homewatch Caregivers. And now, more of Caring Connections.
Welcome back. I'm here today with Leslie Daly, Elder Care Advisor from A Place for Mom on 1360 WCHL, and I'm your host, Nicole Bruno. Welcome back, Leslie.
Thank you.
Okay, so I want to get into some of the nitty-gritty here. And this is a question I'm sure that's on the mind of many people. And I know I've gotten asked this many times. How do you know if it's a good place for your loved one to live?
Well, that is a great question. I think primary is visiting really very important to actually go to these communities because your eyes and your ears and your nose and your heart, all these observations are going to tell you, I think, more than anything. We at A Place for Mom have devised a list, a checklist that we send to the families that we help that they can check off as they go through the community to pay attention to details.
Such as clean as a whistle.
Yes. You know, that's one of the things that you want to look for in a community. Is it clean? Does it look fresh? You know, do the corners and the windows look clean? You can ask how often housekeeping is provided.
Okay.
And, you know, what service does maintenance provide and what is their response time?
I like this one. Follow your nose.
Yes. Odors can indicate a lack of cleanliness or a temporary problem that was caused by a recent incident.
Yeah.
So if you find odors in a concentrated area of the tour, this could be a single incident.
Right.
If it's all over the community, I think I'd be asking the management, you know, can they explain what's going on there? Is there a problem that they're trying to remedy at the time?
Busy residents are happy residents?
Yes. ask to watch activities.
Okay.
You know, are they well attended? Does the staff seem to be attentive and caring to the residents? Look at the community calendar. Usually the communities have one posted on the wall.
Sure.
And do they match your loved one's interest? Look for small and large group activities. And do they do group trips, outings? You know, are there things that they do that would interest your loved one? Inquire about religious services if that's important to your loved one.
Whistle while they work. What a great way of putting that.
Yes. The staff attitude can mean so much.
Mm-hmm.
I've had many families say to me, you know, gosh, it wasn't the Taj Mahal, but man, those people there were so friendly and so loving, and the residents loved them so much. So that's really important, you know, if you get that sense of feeling from the caregivers that their heart and soul is in it, and they're talking to the residents, and they've got a great rapport and seem to have love for each other, I think that's really key, too.
Bottom line, it comes down to care, doesn't it?
Yes.
How about find the great outdoors?
The great outdoors. Everybody wants to go outside at some point in time. So are there outdoor areas for the residents to go where they're safe? And is it secure? Does the staff use the same outside area? You know, is it a smoking area?
Yeah.
You know,
is that permitted these days for residents to smoke?
Not in the buildings,
okay.
but some buildings do allow a spot outside for residents.
So that's a good thing to know if smoking is important to you.
Yes. Yes.
Okay. Choices, choices, choices.
Yeah.
As a social worker, I love this one.
Yeah. Well, you know, the dining room is very important for seniors. That's one thing that they wait for. Is every meal.
It's the talk of the place.
It's
the food.
Talk of the town. You'll see them lined up. So, you know, ask about the food. Do they have choices for entrees? Can they accommodate your loved one if they have a special diet? Bring your loved one in to taste the food.
Okay.
You know, that's important.
That would be
allowed,
perhaps?
Yes. Most of these communities will allow you to come in and have lunch with them. Discuss what happens if the resident can't make it to the dining room, if they're feeling too ill or, you know, if they've got physical limitations, what happens then? And laundry service is another thing that people ask me about a lot. You know, does the community provide laundry service? Do the relatives have the option or do they need to do a service or is there some outside service that can help with laundry?
Safe and sound?
Yes, safety and security features are very important for seniors. You know, are the bathrooms accessible? Do they have grab bars?
Sure.
Does the resident contact the staff if they have an emergency in their apartment? And what other safety features are available throughout the community? Many communities have pull cords by the toilet in the living area and various areas throughout the apartment as an additional way to summoning help if somebody's not right there with them. How many licensed nurses do they have on staff? And what are their staffing patterns throughout the day and night
and
at the
weekend.
Community? How are medicines managed?
Do you recommend a pop-in visit on weekends?
Sure. You know, you can go at any time. I encourage folks to make appointments and go because they want to speak to somebody who can answer all their questions. Mm-hmm. Most of these communities, you can go, somebody will show you at any time. And, you know, obviously you don't want to go in the wee hours of the morning too early or in the middle of the night. But, you know, throughout the day, there's usually somebody there that can show you around. But if you're taking the time, I always encourage people to make an appointment with the manager there so that they can answer all the questions that you do have.
How about care with dignity, another very key thing to look out for?
Yes. Ask lots of questions on personal care. Look at the current residents. Do they look well-groomed? Their hair and their nails, do they look in place? How often do they bathe them? Ask them about that, what their bathing procedures are. Mm-hmm. You know, do they bathe them in a private bathroom or do they have a bathroom on
hall?
Do they have choice? Yes. Mm-hmm. Are the residents appropriately dressed? Mm-hmm. And again, is the staff treating them with respect and a smile?
How about when it's time to leave?
Yeah, that's a tough one. People don't like to move a lot.
Yeah.
So the big question is, ask at what point in time would my relative or loved one need to move out? Skilled care facilities can actually take care of people till the end of life, and even some assisted living communities mm-hmm. take care of people till end of life. So under what circumstances would somebody have to move? It may be for clinical reasons or it may be for financial reasons, mm-hmm. but good to know that ahead of time.
Or potentially behavioral reasons as well.
Yes, that's true as well.
And lastly, trust your instincts. I think this one's great. Trust your gut.
Yes, and that's always what I tell people.
If the
people.
Hair on the back of your neck goes up.
Absolutely. Yeah. Can you imagine your loved one living there and feeling comfortable? Mm-hmm. Comfort is going to be different for different people.
Right.
You know, the lifestyles that we've all been accustomed to. So it's great that we have a lot of different choices out there so that you can find one that your loved one's going to be comfortable in. Did you feel at ease in visiting the community?
Mm-hmm.
Was it a feeling that you got from the people that put you at ease?
Did you feel welcomed in? Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. And the property doesn't have to be the most beautiful property in the world.
Mm-hmm.
It's about the care. Again, it goes back to the care.
Sure.
So.
Great. Well, we're going to take a quick break. I'm here today with Leslie Daly talking about a nursing home checklist on 1360 WCHL, and we will be right back.
Caring Connections with Nicole Bruno on News Talk 1360 WCHL is supported by HomeWatch Caregivers. And now, more of Caring Connections.
Welcome back. I'm here today with Leslie Daly talking about a nursing home checklist on 1360 WCHL, and I'm your host, Nicole Bruno. Okay, so I want to ask you a question that I'm sure everyone is wondering about. What kind of preparation and paperwork does it take to move into a long-term care community such as a nursing home? Is it as easy as just filling out some paperwork and going in?
Well, there's definitely some paperwork that needs to be
like
done.
Kind of like a mortgage?
Yeah, well, certainly the community will have their own set of paperwork that they need to have done. But to move into any care facility in the state of North Carolina, you will need what is called an FL2 form.
Okay.
And that is a doctor's assessment of the needs of the resident.
Okay.
In addition, the communities usually will send a nurse to assess the individual. And the reason that they do that, they want to make sure that they have the care right, that there's not something that somebody missed along the way.
Sure.
They want to make sure that when your loved one arrives there, that they don't have any surprises and that they really, truly can take care of them. Another thing that folks need ahead of time is a negative TB test, recent negative TB test.
Okay.
If you need to move a loved one quickly, this is important, obviously, because it takes a few days to read that TB test.
Any other paperwork that you have to fill out?
Well, the paperwork, you know, with the community and also making sure that you have appropriate resources lined up to fund the care.
So it does take some time. I mean, getting an appointment to get an FL2 form filled out and taking care of, you probably need a physical, I'm guessing, or?
Yeah, it would require a visit either to or from the doctor to get that done. So there'd be a little bit of time involved in there.
If there's a hospitalization related to this, is this something the hospital can fill out if they're suggesting?
A doctor at the hospital
they
could
that
fill that
as well.
Out as well and do the TB test there.
So I know that we talked a little bit about Medicaid and long-term care insurance and private pay and Medicare. Is there any other funding available that helps supplement the care? You know, would my private insurance such as Blue Cross and Blue Shield cover my nursing home stay?
No, that is health insurance, and health insurance is not going to cover long-term care. I encourage people to look at long-term care insurance if they are healthy, you know, so maybe for the children of the parents that they're trying to provide care for, should look into that. That's certainly one great option. There are a couple of other options for funding. If there is a veteran status, veteran or spouse, there is a possibility that they can get some supplemental funding through what is called the VA aid and attendance benefit.
Okay.
And the veteran did have to serve at least one day active duty and 90 days consecutively to be the basic qualification for this. Their spouse is also eligible for a benefit, provided that they have not been divorced.
Okay. And what about Medicaid CAP? I've heard that term thrown about.
Yes. The CAP program, that's the Community Alternatives Program for Disabled Adults. Check with your local area agency on aging for that program. That is a program that has been put into place to help supplement care for folks to try to keep them out of facilities. So if they want to stay at home and they don't have the funding, it is a supplemental program. Check with your local area agency on aging for availability for that funding at this time.
And what about resources as we wind down our time here this morning?
Yeah, well, we've got some great resources out there. Certainly, placeformom.com is an amazing resource.
We'll find that nursing home checklist on there?
Yes, you will. That nursing home checklist, if you search for articles and it's called Nursing Home Checklist, you can find the list that we had talked about earlier.
Okay.
We also have different forums and blogs and articles and videos to help people through this process of searching for care for their loved one.
Great.
Another great resource is Guiding Lights of North Carolina. GuidingLightsNC.org is their website, and they are a caregiver support center.
Okay.
The Department of Health and Human Services website, which is ncdhhs.gov. You can learn more about Medicaid and the facility ratings that we had talked about earlier.
Great. And one more?
And the Triangle J Area Agency on Aging, which is our local agency on aging that covers several counties. It's tjaaa.org. And they provide education. They have an ombudsman program for problem resolution in adult care facilities, as well as training in caregiving.
Well, it's been such a pleasure to have you here with us today. Thank you for joining Leslie Daly and I today as we discussed a nursing home checklist on 1360 WCHL. And as always, you may email your caregiving issues to caring@1360wchl.com.
The purpose of Caring Connections is to educate listeners to help improve the quality of life for families, for professional caregivers, as well as for those people afflicted with Alzheimer's disease.
Caring Connections with Nicole Bruno is supported by HomeWatch Caregivers and can be heard Saturdays at 10 a.m. Email questions to caring@1360wchl.com. Caring Connections is a presentation of News Talk 1360 WCHL.